Glory to God. If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to John chapter 1. John's Gospel chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Now watch this. It says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Amen. Appreciate the reading of the Word of God. Amen. What a blessing that is. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help. I thought about this a whole lot, and as I sat sitting there this morning, and the singing was going right along with the thought that God gave us for this morning. And I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on living illuminated. Amen. Living illuminated. I'm talking about living in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Realizing exactly who He is and what He wants to do and the possession and the place that He wants to take in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. As you look at this, we can see the pre-existence of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks of Him being as even from the beginning He was. Amen. That makes Him God. Amen. He was there in the beginning. He was there. And if you look, John's paralleling back to Genesis chapter 1 and 1. In the beginning, amen, God. And I want to say in the beginning, not only God, but Jesus was in the beginning. The Bible says, as He's like Melchizedek, He had no beginning, had no end. They can't trace His heritage, His lineage, praise God, because He's always been, glory to God. Ain't you glad you're serving one today that always has been and always will be? He hasn't changed not one whit from the beginning to the end. Amen. He knows both, praise God, because He's in control of it all. And what a blessing that is to know today. Then John's telling us here in verse 1 that He was already in existence in the beginning. It tells us that He was a separate person. Amen. In the beginning, He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." Amen. So the Word, the Word was, He was God, but He was with God. That tells you that the Lord Jesus Christ, He had a separate identity from the Father. He was a separate person. Amen. Praise God. But He was there all the time. He was there in the planning stages. He was there in the stages when He began to work. Praise God. And He'll be there when this thing's finished up to work in the conclusion of the matter. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Hey, God, I believe that's why the Bible says that He'll never forsake us. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake, but He'll always be there because He always has been. I'm glad we can trust in a Savior, praise God, this morning, that always has been and He always will be. Amen. Amen. So not only was He there existing in the beginning, not only was He a separate person, but He was also always divine. Amen. And that, you know what that means? When we say that God's always divine, it means God always does that and points us the way. Praise God, that'll be right. God will never point us and lead us in the wrong way. Bible says God can't be tempted. Amen. We can be. Our flesh is weak. But praise God, I'm glad He's strong. Bless His holy name. So we see the Lord and we see Him, He's pre-existent, but He also gives us here and in His pre-incarnate state. We see the Lord God as the God of glory, amen, in the very beginning, amen, when He began to make this thing. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 1, He says, "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners," different manners, "spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets," amen. God, in other words, He said God spoke through the prophets, through those men of God, inspired men, praise God, He spoke through them to our fathers, to our forefathers. He said, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son." Amen. Jesus spoke to us. He said, "Whom He hath appointed heir," now watch this, "of all things, by whom also He made," now watch this, "the worlds." Amen. Who made them? Jesus did. The Bible says, "Without Him was not anything made that was made." Jesus made it all. That's why it's, hey, praise God, they saw about this global warming and this and that and environment and all this. Praise God, I believe God's got it under control. Yeah. The Lord Jesus, praise God, He made it, and that He made, He can take care of. And I'm saying that, praise God, He made me and you, praise the Lord, and if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, He'll take care of us also. Amen. Glory be to God. What? But the only thing we need is the light in our life, praise God, to just shine us and point us in the right direction. I'm afraid we're living in a time of darkness like we've never seen, but praise God, I'm glad Jesus is the source. The Bible says here that He's not only the source of life, but He's the source of light. Amen. Praise God, did you hear that? He's not only the source of life, but He's the source of light. He said, in Him was life. And why? Because, hey, it says it was life. Amen. That's past tense. That means it was from the beginning. The life was in the Lord Jesus. Hey, if we don't have Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? We're dead and dying. Amen. We don't have a source of life. And if you don't have a, now listen, now watch this. If we don't have the source of life, then we don't have the source of light. Amen. So not only are we living without life, but Brother Rex, we're living without light. Amen? Are you following me? Are you there? Are we on the same page? Can you see now why the world seems so dismal? Can you see why the world seems like the darkness is overshadowing us? Amen? And if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in that, and we'll get the molly grubs, and we'll get the wandering around in the darkness. We'll get the wondering, is the darkness going to overtake me too? But I want to say, praise God, if we'll live in a marvelous light, in the illumination, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll never be in the dark. Amen. Amen? Let me say it again, we'll never be in the dark if we have Lord Jesus Christ. As long as we're looking to Him. The Bible said He's the author and finisher of what? Our faith. So when we put our faith unreservedly in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He puts us in a place of light. And the Bible says, in Him is no darkness, praise God, or shadow of turning. Amen. He's no darkness in Him, and He'll never turn dark. He'll always be light. Hey, you preacher, do you believe that? Yeah, because I believe. Because in Revelation chapter 21, He said, glory be to God, one of these days we're going to be in a glorious place, in a glorious city, and said there'll be no moons or stars, but the light of that place will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God, Brother Bill, I'm just going to follow the light till I get there. Amen. Kind of like a ship out on the ocean when that old lighthouse, when that beacon goes around. Praise God, them sailors, they'd watch that light and they'd follow that light up that coast so they didn't run aground. Amen. Praise God, I'm following the light. Praise God, Brother David, so I don't run aground. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because there might be some other vessels that's following me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm trying to do my best for the glory of God. Amen. He said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. Darkness, it seems like darkness is everywhere. But let me just say this. There is no such thing as darkness. Amen? Amen? There is no such thing. You say, well, preacher, it gets awful dark here at night. Seems like there's darkness there. I want to say there is no such thing as darkness. I'll let you set that sink in a minute. We look around, I know you see night, but there's stars in the heaven at night. Amen. There is no, you know why? Because in order for something to exist, it has to have a source. Amen. Amen. There is no such thing as darkness. The only thing, praise God, it brings darkness is a lack of light. Amen. Darkness, there is no such thing, but we know, praise God, that there's light. Because God said He looked upon the face of the deep and there was darkness. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says this, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Now watch this, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And now listen to what first thing God did. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. Now watch this. That it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. So God said, you know what? He said, you know what? We looked upon the face deep and there was darkness there. And he said, you know what? This is not right. And he said, you know what? I'm going to make light. And he made light. Didn't say nothing about him making the dark. Amen. God never made darkness. Darkness was already here. But God Almighty, he said, you know what? This is not right to have darkness. He said, there needs to be something different, something that'll shine forth. And he made the light. Amen. So darkness has no source. It can't really exist. It's not there, but only in our minds. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it is. It's everywhere you look. Amen. No, it's because we're not looking for the light. All we're seeing is the darkness. Praise the Lord. But when we begin to see the light, you know, see what darkness is? That's just absence of the presence of light. Amen? It's absence, darkness. Remember, darkness is the absence of the presence of light. When light comes, praise God, the Bible says, God, even the Bible says that darkness has to flee. Amen? You know, preacher, it seems like my life's been a really dark in a lot of places. Amen. Well, you know what we need to do, praise God? That's why the Lord said we got to turn the light on. Amen. We got to turn to Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's life and He's light. Amen. We just got to start living in the light. Amen. Allow Him to begin to illuminate us. Amen. Put us in a different spectrum, a different place, a different mindset, a different attitude. Amen. So that we can live in the light. You know what, preacher, it's a tough thing where we live. Sure it is. But praise God, I'm glad that light outshines it all. Amen. Amen. It's a magnificent light. It's a light that gives life. And amen. And praise God, where life is, there's light. And that light is in abundance. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how do we live? How do we live illuminated? You know, what happens? I think we know about the light. We've heard about the light, but we're not living in the light. Amen. So we've got to learn to live illuminated. Paul gives us an example of that. Paul tells us how to live with the light on. I'm not talking about a little flashlight that shines every now and then and just kind of points us a direction. Paul says we should live in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and that the light should be illuminating us everywhere we go. Amen. Look over in Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says this. So he said, but be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. So what God tells us here, he says, we're to be imitators. That's what followers means. It says to be imitators of God. He said, this is what we, what to be. Amen. He said, if we want to live in a light, he said, what we need to be is imitators, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Seeing Him as He is. Listen, I went to the Sunday school class this morning. I said, you know what? We need to be absorbing the Word of God. Sunday school is important part of being a child of God because that's where we go and we learn the Word and we begin to absorb it and it begins to be a part of who we are. Amen. We begin to take it in. And if you're missing Sunday school, praise God, you're missing a blessing. I go down there, I see these little children, I see the young children, the bigger children, I see them growing in the Lord. They're absorbing, amen, even if they don't want to, praise God, because the Bible said the Word won't go out void, but it'll find a place in their young hearts, praise God, so that they have the image to live in the light. Let me say something to you parents. If you're not getting your children to Sunday school, you're doing them a disservice. Amen. Because there's something that happens in Sunday school. I remember when, praise God, the Sunday school was, it was my Sunday school teacher that led me to the Lord. Pointed me to Jesus. Amen. Pointed me to the light. Amen. And then a little old preacher preaching said I didn't have to go to hell. Showed me how to be saved. And I got saved. Because that little Miss Myrtle had already pointed me to the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it helped my heart. So he says here that we need to be imitators of the Lord, followers of Christ as dear children, walking in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen. A pleasant aroma. So we become a pleasant aroma in the nostrils of God. Just like those offerings were that were offered up. Praise God. Amen. They brought glory to God. But he said, told us some things. He goes on and says that, but we're not to be sons of disobedience. Amen. We're supposed to be imitators of God. But we're not to be sons of disobedience. What not to be? He says, we're not to be sons of disobedience. So who are those disobedience? He said, are fornicators and uncleanness and covetousness. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. He said, there's some things, praise God, that we get away from. He said, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Amen. Paul said we should give thanks in everything. Praises to God. Magnify, lifted up His name for everything. I was talking to a fellow yesterday, how much stuff we take for granted. Amen. How much stuff we just assume is just the way it is and the way it's going to always be. And we take it for granted. Even to the breath that we breathe. Amen. But Paul says we ought to give thanks. Always. He goes on, verse 5, says, for this you know, that no whoremonger or unclean person or covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. He said, why? Because these are children of disobedience. We're not being obedient to God. That's why we're suffering so. That's why they don't seem like easy light. That's why it seems like we're in the darkness. Amen? But he said we're not supposed to live in dark because we're not children of the dark. Bible says that men love darkness because their deeds are evil. Amen? If we're not doing evil deeds, then we don't have to live in the dark because we don't care who sees it then. But we'll hide in the darkness because our deeds are evil, because we're not doing that. That's pleasing. And the thing is, they know it. That's why they run around in the dark. Amen? Let me just say this. That's why a whole lot of people won't come to church. Because they're living in a lifestyle that they know is not pleasing to God. And when they come to church, the Holy Ghost of God convicts their heart. Amen. Well, let me tell you how to fix that. Just come and confess your sin. Say, oh God, forgive me, an old sinner. I'm sorry. Amen. I mean, truly repent and go a different direction. And God will begin to bless you. Pray God, the light will shine on you. Smile will come on your face. And you can just glory God all the way to the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, they're not supposed to be the sins of disobedience. He said, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So we see that the light won't shine. Hey, the light can't shine on children of disobedience. So we have to come out of disobedience. Why? Because we're children of the light. And he said, if we're children of the light, then we need to walk not in the dark, but praise God, in the light. Does that make sense? Huh? That's pretty straightforward. That's pretty simple. Amen? And he begins to give us how to walk and to walk in the light. He said, be ye not therefore partakers with them. He said, listen. He said, church, he said, don't get caught up with folks that's walking in the dark. Amen? He said, we separate ourselves from them. Talked to a fellow this week, and he's talking about, he said, boy, I said, I got out, I was doing good, I was going straight, I got my life straightened out, God was blessing me. I said, hey, yeah, praise God, the light's shining on you, but you know what happened? He got drew into the darkness. Amen. The darkness drew him to the side, and the darkness drew him back into the darkness, praise God. How did that happen? Because there was a lack of the presence of light. Amen. When God pulls you out of the dark, praise God, we better focus on the light or the old devil will drag us right back in the dark. He'll take away the light. Amen. That's what the devil does. Amen. He wants you to stay in the dark so that you won't know. Amen. But God wants to illuminate your life and illuminate your mind and show you exactly the perfect plan and the will of God and show you how to get there, praise God, with joy in your heart. Praise the Lord. Bless holy name. Verse 8 said, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walking as children of light. We become children of light and we don't go places. We don't go where the darkness is. Amen. We stay in the presence of light. Amen. So that we're illuminated. See, that's how we have a life illuminated, praise God. Living illuminated is when we live in the light. Now, I know it's in the world that we live in, it tells you, you know, it's okay to just live on the fringes. You know, just dabble right on the edge of the darkness. But I want to say, praise God, that's not the way God is. Amen. We're supposed to be the center. Stay in the center of the light. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know, any of them ever play basketball? Amen. We used to have when we was kids, we used to have a basketball goal outside. In the summertime, I mean, Mama made us come in. We'd play basketball till midnight. And we had a basketball goal, and the only way you could play after dark is you had to have a light. But in order to make the goal, you had to have that light. You had to be right in the center of that light. The goal had to be right in the center of the light in order to make that shot. Amen. Are you with me? Praise God, we got to stay in the illuminating light of Lord Jesus Christ if we're going to make those shots. If not, praise God, we'll just be throwing off in the dark, amen, and we won't be, we'll be unfruitful in all that we do, and we won't bring glory to God. But when we get in the light and we make the shots in the light, praise God, we'll make the goal. Amen, we'll sink that basket one after another. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said that's what we've got to do, amen, just stay in the light. And there can't be no darkness nowhere. Stay in the center of that light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now watch this. He says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. He said, hey, proving it. Amen. Staying in the light, praise God, is where God wants you to be so you can sink those baskets. Amen. I hope that sunk in. I know that's kind of a crude analogy, but praise God, if we don't stand alive, we ain't going to score. Amen. We're going to live an unfruitful life. Now, you may be saved, but praise God, I believe if you're saved, you'll want to live for the Lord. I believe you'll want to be illuminated and be a living illumination for Christ. I believe that. Amen. I want people to see my light. I want to see the illumination of Lord Jesus Christ in my life. Amen. It's not about me, but praise God, it's about Him. What He's done for me, where He's taken me, that He is life and He is my light. Amen. I want to go around with a smile on my face, praise the Lord. And when people see me, I say, I want them to know, praise God, that there's an illumination, there's a light that comes out of me because of the life that's in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes a difference. Praise God. We begin to see the Lord move. And He said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now that word, Brother David, that word reprove, it means to expose. That's why when you're developing film, you go into a dark place. Amen. And you have special light, praise God, that helps you to develop those films. Amen. Miss Allison probably knows more about this than I do. But when we begin to develop those, amen, and we're in that dark, praise God, but it takes that light, a special light, in order for that film to begin to develop, begin to become something that you can see, something that's worth keeping, something that's worth putting in a scrapbook someday. Amen. So what God is doing, He's illuminating us, amen. And He said, you know what? He said, we have to, in order to be illuminated, to live illuminated, we've got to have some things exposed. Amen. Got to be put before the light. He said, but all things are reproved. All things that are reproved are made manifest. Now watch this. By what? The light. Amen. The light exposes even in the darkness. He said, whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So what we have is exposure to the work of darkness. Amen. Thus, if when we get exposure to the work of darkness, things become darker and darker. But when we get exposed to the light, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the life and the light, praise God, we begin to be partakers of the light. Amen. See why it's so important. People say, well, preacher, I was saved back 1902, and I've been a Christian ever since. Well, I'd like to see you up the house. I don't believe in going to church. I can't comprehend that. I was saved in 1902, been this thing preacher for 55 years. I bite my tongue because I say, been in what for 55 years? What have you been in? I tell you what, they've been in the dark for 55 years. Amen. Praise God. I believe when the light comes on, glory be to God, you'll want more of the light and not the darkness. Amen. Praise God. Come out of the dark into the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ and be illuminated all the way to the house. Glory be to God. I believe when we rise up and stand before Him, we ought to shine like the noonday sun. Amen. The glory of God shining out from us. Bless His holy name. Boy, Paul was well, he was preaching here. Amen. Boy, he was preaching. He says, expose the work of darkness. Amen. He said, how do you do it? By means, you expose it by means of the light. Amen. The manifestation of the light, praise God, it drives away the darkness. The darkness can't stand the light. Remember a while back, I think it was one Wednesday night, I preached in the dark. We cut the lights out. And I mean, it was dark. But I had a little old lantern, and I turned that lantern on, and it illuminated. You could see the walk. You could see the moon. You didn't fall over stuff. You didn't trip. You could catch an image of faces here and there. Remember that? Just a little bit of light. You know what it did? It drove out that dark. See, darkness, I said, it has no substance. It has no source. But I will say, praise God, when you get in the source of the light, praise God, it drives away the darkness. Amen. So we begin to see in the Word of God, it begins to drive it away. Paul said, it makes it manifest. He said, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. He said, wake up! And realize that the darkness is overshadowing you. But praise God, Jesus wants to turn the light on for you. Amen. Amen. He wants to illuminate your life. He wants to illuminate your family. He wants to illuminate your community. He wants to illuminate your church. Glory to God. Hey, did you realize that God wants Stony Fork Baptist Church to shine out like a beacon on this hill? Amen. And we're part of that, praise God. When we're living an illuminated life, praise God, it makes the whole church shine. I told the young people in Sunday school class, praise God, every one of them is important. Every one of you is important. Every one of us is important to God. Every one of you is important to the house of God. It takes all of us shining together, amen, to illuminate a bright light so that this whole community can see the light of Stony Fork Baptist Church and the glory of God. Amen. We're living in different times. I've told you, I've talked to pastors all up and down Buncombe County, and they're saying, you know, it's an unusual time. But it ought to be an exciting time for me and you, the born-again believer. Let me just say this. I don't know why the Lord brought it in my mind. I'm just going to say it. Yesterday I was listening to the broadcast on the radio down there in Marshall, and I was listening to it, and I don't know why the Lord brought this to my attention, but usually when I listen to the broadcast, we'll have a amen over here and an amen over there and oh me here. I mean, you hear people, you know, getting into it. I mean, the illuminating light of God is touching their hearts and they're vocalizing, they're lifting a hand. I didn't hardly hear a word. Yesterday in the message, I mean, it was a good message, but it was just almost a silence in the Word. Just like nobody said, pray, amen. Praise, you know what? I like it. Praise God. When the man of God preaches down my row, praise God, begin to show me where I'm at. Amen. He begins to step on my heart. Because he ain't aiming at my toes. Amen. He begins to step on my heart. I say, open. Amen, preacher, preach. Praise God. So when he gets done, amen, I can bow my head and say, oh God, that's me. Most time I don't even wait till he gets done. I bow my head and say, oh God, that's me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Amen. Why? Because, hey, he's pointed out a dark place in my life and I don't want to stay there. I want to come out of the dark so I can shout and have glory in my soul. Amen. If we ain't careful, church, we get caught up in the darkness of this world and we lose our shout. Amen. We lose it. Hey, we lose the idea that we get an idea and a mentality, you know, that I'm a pretty good person. I'll probably be okay. Amen. And when stuff touches our heart, amen, hits us where we live, but we don't even bow our head no more and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Well, God, Bible said we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Amen. We sinned and come short of the glory of God. And amen, it don't bother me a bit to bow my head and say, oh God, I'm sorry. Matter of fact, it gives me joy when God helps me realize my shortcomings. Because they're not shortcomings. It's just sin. It's sin that so easily besets us. If we ain't careful, keep our guard up. If we don't keep the light on, praise God, we'll get snookered and drawn into the dark. But I don't think there's a person here today that wants to live in the dark. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, how do we stay out of the dark? We turn the light on. We illuminate this stuff. We expose it for what it is. For what it is. Verse 15 says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen. You know what that means? He said, don't walk as those that don't know, praise God, but walk as those that's according to knowledge. You've learned, you've accepted, you've received, praise God, and you're doing what you do for the glory of God. God help us all. We all need that help. We need that help in these last days. They souls dying and going to hell by the thousands. Dropping off into hell. Did you realize, I didn't know it, I was reading an article yesterday, I believe it was, that ISIS is killing Christians at a rate of one every 5 minutes. Because if they find somebody that professes to be a Christian that's got a cross on their wall or something, they give them. But you know why our government doesn't intervene? You know what your president said? They said, well, we can't intervene because they're giving them an opportunity to make a choice. You either deny Jesus and confess Muhammad or you die. But our government's saying, well, you know, they give them a choice, so it's not genocide. It's not kill. They're not just killing Christians. They're giving them an opportunity, to deny Jesus or die. But you know, if we ain't very careful, we get caught in the same position. Amen. We're going to choose whether we believe Jesus or not. Amen. But when that light's illuminating light, Lord Jesus Christ, illuminates us, it helps us to believe. Amen. So because we have knowledge of Him, we know where He wants to take us to. Amen. He said, seeing then that you walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise. But notice what He says. Amen. So He said we've had means of the manifestation of life, amen, to expose the darkness. So He says, what He says here, that there's no reason for us to walk in darkness no more because the light's been turned on. I said the other day that the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ has been preached to the whole world. I don't believe there's anywhere that the gospel hasn't been preached. Amen. To the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa, the gospel's been preached. Now they may have chose to reject God and godliness, go back their heathen way, go back to the dark, but the light's been there. Amen. But then He goes on and says this. Amen. The reason they're dark is because their deeds is evil. Remember what I said earlier? And the light manifests those deeds. And the evil deeds, they become visible. We begin to see what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Brother Don, there still is a right and a wrong in America. Amen. God hasn't changed His opinions on stuff. What He said was wrong, what He told Abraham was wrong, praise God, it's still wrong today. And what He told Joshua was right, praise God, it's still right today. Amen. But the illumination, it manifests the evil deeds and what they really are. Amen? And the living illumination, the light of Christ, we begin to see that bad stuff in our lives. And we begin to shift from the bad, and we begin to shift back to the other way, back to the good. Amen? Because He says in verse 16 here, He said, redeeming the time because the days are evil. He said, take full advantage of the time that we have right now. Did you hear me? Right now is the time to review ourselves, to judge ourselves, lest we be judged, amen, and begin to make the changes now, because we're not promised tomorrow. Amen. But when the Lord begins to manifest Himself to us, then we begin to make those changes. He tells us about that over in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. He said, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light." Now watch this. "And in Him is no darkness at all." Absolute light. Jesus Christ is absolute light. "If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Amen? He said we really don't have fellowship with the Lord if we say that we do and we don't walk in the light. He said, "But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Amen? Now let me just say what John was saying here. He said, the only way to walk in the light is to walk with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the light. But he said Jesus Christ not only is the light, He's in the light. Amen? In order to walk with Jesus, we have to be willing to walk in the light. Does that make sense? We have to what? Because His words illuminate. His words life, and it's the words of life. But it's also the light, praise God, that points us in the right direction, that takes us in the way that we need to go. So John's telling us here, he said that if we say that we're walking in light, amen, he said we're deceiving ourselves if there's any darkness in us. Oh me. You ever search yourself and the Lord shows you, amen, maybe in a message or a Sunday school or while you're reading your Bible or maybe in a good spiritual song, God points out, He fingers around your heart and shows you a little spot of darkness. Amen? He said we're supposed to be living illuminated, living in the light, praise God, so God can point out those little places of darkness so we don't go there. Amen? What he's telling us here, praise God, he said we need to do it now. Not because we know what we need to do. Amen? Not because we don't know. But because we've been illuminated by the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's here to shine forth for every one of us, even here this morning. But we have to choose whether we're going to walk in the light or stay in the dark. Amen? We're living a day and an hour that darkness is overshadowing us. But praise God, there's a marvelous light that's shining forth even in these dark days. Folks all over the world, souls is being saved. Gospel has been preached, souls have been saved, people's coming to knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by the thousands. Amen. If we ain't careful, we begin to grow used and accustomed to the dark instead of wanting to live in the light. Amen. Amen. He said, in Him, in the Lord Jesus Christ, is no darkness at all.